Let's go to our Fright Night line. You're on Coast to Coast. Good morning.
Good morning, George. It's Elizabeth calling from Carlisle, Ontario.
Hello, Elizabeth. Do they call you Liz sometimes?
They do.
Good.
I'm interested to know also if you've ever heard of anything like this, because I've been listening for a long time, and I've never heard anyone else call with this, so I would like your opinion. But in 1998, I was waiting for my house to be built, and I had an occasion where I had to sleep overnight in my office. And it was pitch dark, and it was about, I guess about 12 midnight. And I walked into the completely dark bathroom. It was a tiny little washroom. And I saw a green light down below the vanity. So I looked up into the ceiling to see where this light was emanating from.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see anything. So I thought, well, that's very strange. So I sort of bent over, and I went right down to where the light was. So I was about, I think about 8 inches from these two lights, and they were like two large plums. And they were, when I got close, I saw they were a pair of eyes. And they were bright green like traffic lights. They sort of lit up. And when I got really close, about 8 inches away, I could see a very fine filigree over top of them, very fine, as if you would see over the eye of a fly. And I realized they were eyes. No pupil, just green light.
Just eyes.
And, yeah, that was it. And I didn't see, like, a body or anything. It was too dark. I just saw these two lights. Well, of course, I had a panic attack, and
I
ran away, turned the lights on, came back, and there was nothing there. And since I've not heard of anything like that. Have you?
Other than the Cheshire Cat and the eyes that you could see up in a tree, that was it.
Oh, I've always wondered.
How close were these eyes to a mirror?
They weren't in a near mirror at all. I was below a sink. It was like a vanity. And
okay,
they were,
but wasn't there a mirror above that?
There could have been on the wall, but it wasn't near. There's no reflection was possible. And it was so bright. I mean, they were the bright green of a traffic light. They were bright.
Well?
And I sort of got the feeling that when I looked at them, there was a little bit of expression like, oh, does she see me?
It's like there might have been shape to it?
Yeah, they were the shape of an eye, but they sort of tilted up as if, oh, gee, she's looking at me.
How could you go to sleep after that?
I don't think I did. I've had time sleeping many nights after that, wondering what on earth it could have been.
I do not blame you at all. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Rosemary from Phoenix.
Hello, Rosemary.
And I don't know if this is a scary story or not, but it certainly weirded me out.
Have you ever had a child, by the way?
No.
Oh, because then it could have been Rosemary's baby.
Yes, I've heard that a number of times.
Yeah, that was it. Tommy didn't like that one at all. I thought it was kind of clever.
Yeah, I don't look like Mia Farrow either.
Well, all right. Go ahead.
But I worked for a large manufacturing company, and in this area that I worked in, there were two secretaries. And the other secretary was a good friend of mine. And I'd pick up her phone every once in a while, and her Aunt Peggy would call from Los Angeles. And we'd talk, you know, small talk. And one day Peggy calls up and tells Shirley that she's going to be at the airport in Phoenix and that she's going to be late over about 3 hours, and would she meet her for lunch? And she said, bring Rosemary. So we go down to the airport, and we sit down, and a couple of minutes after we got there, Peggy reaches across the table. She takes my hand. She said, you have to always wear your seatbelt. Now, I don't want to scare you, but you're going to be in a bad car accident. Your friend is going to be seriously hurt.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be all right because Patty is looking out for you. And I am just totally flabbergasted. And I just blurted, who's Patty? And she looked puzzled, and then she said, that is your dead sister's name, isn't it? And I was speechless.
Oh, you have to be, sure.
Because my parents had, I was raised with an older brother who was 4 years older than me. But my parents had had another child who had died long before we were born.
Did you know that then?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'd never talked about her to Shirley or anyone else. But her name was Patricia Gale.
So tell me, was there an accident?
Yes, a couple of weeks later.
Just the way she said it would happen?
Mm-hmm. And my friend ended up in the hospital with a fractured hip. And
where is this lady now?
She died a number of years ago.
I would have loved to have interviewed her. She had the gift.
I guess she did. She certainly scared me.
Yeah, she definitely had the gift.